listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go to the phones shortly at 844-967-2789. Brian, I understand we pulled that sound. Rudy Giuliani looks like he was stumping for his kid today. As the roster reports, former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman gave a deposition to the J6 committee saying Giuliani acknowledged in a private phone call just hours before the Capitol riot that then-VP Pence lacked the legal authority to block the certification of the election. But Giuliani continued to say publicly that the effort was perfectly legal. Well, apparently today he was asked about that. And we have some sound, if you would, please. Fancy Brian, let's hear what...
I'm sure it's a very straightforward answer, worthy of cameo.
Absolutely. Please, play it, please, Brian.
Eric Hirschman just testified before the once January 6th committee that you told him that Pence did not have the authority to block certification of the election. Is that true?
I shouldn't really talk about that.
The rules that I had
with the committee was that my answering question would be confidential. Now, the committee leaks because the committee is an irresponsible...
Well, this was Eric Hirschman saying this.
Eric can do what he wants, but the reality is I do not comment on the testimony I gave to them, except to say...
Well, I'm asking you about his testimony.
Well, I'm not going to comment on his testimony. I'm going to tell you that the committee is a witch hunt. I'm going to tell you that the committee is an extension of Russian collusion. It might as well be Russian collusion, too. How dare those people who accuse the President of the United States of Russian collusion? Well, lying about it, I was telling the truth. The President was telling the truth. But you don't think they're lying now? Wait, what happened? They changed it all of a sudden? Shifty shift all of a sudden changed? So, I would say you want to look at the January 6th committee.
So, are you accusing Eric Hirschman of lying under oath?
I'm not accusing Eric Hirschman of anything. I'm not commenting on Eric Hirschman. I am talking about the committee. And I will not comment on anyone else. I like Andrew. I like Eric Hirschman. He's a colleague. He's a friend. But I'm not going to comment on his testimony one way or the other. I shouldn't do that. And they shouldn't be leaking. If they were a legitimate committee,
they didn't
interested in anything else but hanging President Trump, they wouldn't be leaking it.
I thought Mike Pence. Oh, damn, it's terrible. All right, we got the gist of it. I am straightly not answering your question.
I can't give comment. But the J6 committee, I can't believe they leaked that. That's
I'm insidious. Straightly not answering your question.
Dom, one other quick note. January 5th, the day before the big riot.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, there were 15 Wisconsin state lawmakers that wrote a letter to Mike Pence saying, don't certify the election. And I'd like to name those names one more time into the record.
Oh, please, let's remind the audience. I think this is fairly important. Go ahead, Michael.
From the reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, one day before a violent mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, falsely claiming that Donald Trump was being denied his rightful victory in the presidential election due to rampant fraud, a group of Wisconsin state legislators sent a letter to Vice President Mike Pence asking that the results of the presidential election not be certified. In the January 5th letter, the group of more than 100 representatives from Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia asked for at least 10 more days so they could investigate and then vote on the election and their state legislators. Now, whose plan was the 10 more days plan?
Eastman?
What's his name? John Eastman.
Yes.
Eastman wanted 10 more days, pressured, cajoled, bullied Mike Pence. Give us 10 more days. Wrote a letter, email to Jacobs, the counsel for Mike Pence. Well, since it didn't happen in 2 hours, we're already breaking the law. Why don't we break just a skosh more laws? Anyways, back to the Wisconsin co-conspirators, my definition. 15 Wisconsin Republicans, including 14 state representatives and one state senator, signed on to the letter. The two-page letter with more than 60 pages of attachments was sent to Pence, purportedly showing the illegality's presence in the 2020 election and provide evidence of a coordinated, structured, multi-state effort to undermine state law protecting election integrity. What they didn't mention was that was the false elector plan, right? That's what undermines state election integrity, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. but let's name the names. The 15 state legislators in Wisconsin, because, you know, it's an election year for all except for one of these. Well, there's Senator Andre Jacques, the big COVID guy, and Reps Janelle Branchen, she heads up the Elections Committee, Rick Gundrum, Republican from Slinger, Robert Brooks, Republican from Saukville, Cody Horlocker, Republican from Maguanago, Dan Canodal, Republican from Germantown, Gay Magnifici, Republican from Dresser, Dave Murphy, my buddy from Greenville, your old stomping grounds, Tom, Jeff Merceau, Republican from Privets, Joe Sanfilippo, he's been on the show at least three times, Republican from West Berlin, Michael Schraw from Oshkosh, Tim Rantham, there's another one of your buddies.
Ram Jam!
And let's not forget Shay Sortwell, Republican of Two Rivers, Jeremy Thietzfeldt, Republican Fond du Lac, and Chuck Wijgers, Republican from Muskego. One or two more quotes here, and then we'll move on. The 2020 election witnessed an unprecedented and admitted defiance of state law and procedural irregularities, raising questions about the validity of hundreds of thousands of ballots in our respective states, wrote the group. No, it didn't.
Well, if it did, wouldn't they be also impacted by the same ballot, same election, same process? I mean, this is asinine.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. That's too logical and reasonable.
The refusal by the state executive branch, I think they mean Tony Evers here locally, and local officials to comply with reasonable legislative investigation requests. That's Gableman, right? As well as obfuscation and intentional deception have prevented proper investigation. I mean, your investigator was just held in contempt of court for destroying the records.
Has fined $2,000 a day.
It's going to pay it with the taxpayers' money anyways.
Yeah, but it goes back to the state, so does it even get laundered?
Therefore, we write to ask you to comply with our reasonable request to afford our nation more time to properly review the 2020 election by postponing the January 6th opening and counting of the electoral votes for at least 10 days, maybe more, we'll see, affording our respective bodies to meet, investigate, and as a body vote on certification or decertification of the election. At least one of those guys, Ram Jam, he came forward, Tim Rantham, now gubernatorial candidate, Tim Rantham, has put forth a couple different times resolutions in the chamber, decertification of the election. And that supposed investigator, you know, the non-compliant, contemptuous, misogynist, corrupted Michael Gableman? Didn't he also have some issues, thought the election should be decertified, strongly considered the decertification of the 2020 election?
Before he was appointed special counsel? Yes.
Well, he has also said that in his intro, his preliminary report, back before he knew he was $200,000 over budget, and, you know, a contemptuous bastard. Come back, more devil's advocates. I always suspected you were a contemptuous bastard, Gableman.
What has happened to us? What has happened to us?
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
Let's have trial by combat.
The only reason you get pardoned is you committed a crime.
Makes you look like an ass is what he does.